Proclamation number 8543 of 29th of June, 1963. Only the truth is a right light. Earth is a lightless area because it is the kingdom of my adversary, the Prince of Darkness. But light is to be supplied to men as inhabitants of Earth, and this must therefore radiate to them out of the kingdom of light, what the Prince of Darkness wants to prevent with all force. But light has the power to penetrate through darkness, and its radiation cannot be prevented where just one man desires light and wants to escape from darkness. Light is life, darkness is death. And everything dead, everything moving in darkness, shall be awakened to life, it shall come to light. When I now supply you humans with the pure truth, when I convey my word to Earth, which gives you clear knowledge, which imparts to you truthful knowledge about the deepest secrets of creation and about the Creator Himself and His creatures, then this is truly a bright light which shines down to Earth and wants to dispel the darkness. The state of complete lack of knowledge and spiritual blindness. Therefore you should also appreciate the great significance of it that truth from above is supplied to you. And you should understand that I always and forever give my servants on earth the task to pass on this truth, to ensure that light is kindled everywhere, that light is carried into darkness, that people are enlightened about everything they need to know in order to bring their souls to perfection. If the human being goes through earthly life completely ignorant, then he will only ever take care of his body so that it receives everything that seems desirable to him. But he will not think of his soul, for he knows nothing about what the soul needs in order to mature. But man does not live on earth for the sake of his body, but only for the sake of his soul, and this knowledge about it must be supplied to him. That is why I therefore let my word come to earth so that you men are enlightened about your actual purpose of earth life, and so that you believe, everything must also be explained to you right. Your beginning and final aim. Your relationship to your God and Creator. The reason for all created beings and the whole of creation and the great significance of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. I have to light a light for you about all this so that you now learn to recognize everything right in the brightness of the Spirit and you now also lead a life according to your knowledge and my will. You men need light, if you do not want to go in darkness towards the abyss. You man must be instructed in truth because wrong teachings bring no light for you, rather increase darkness, which is the work of the opponent. And what I now give to you, my servant, S, on earth, that is to be spread and also carried to those, whom I cannot address myself, but who also want to walk in the light and therefore are to receive a right light through you. Who once has felt the benefit of light, he no longer longs for darkness back and only strives for always brighter light. And only pure truth is a right light, which makes man happy and can lead him to perfection. Therefore you will also understand that all erroneous thought material has its start with my opponent, who is interested in condensing darkness, and who will always seek to prevent men to come into possession of truth. You will understand why I call upon you more and more urgently to stand up for the spiritual good, which is sent to you from above. Why I admonish you to take action against error and lie and not to become tired in the enlightenment work, to break through the great darkness where the desire for light exists. because truth alone means a bright light for men. And no matter how much you are still opposed on the part of those who have not yet become free from my adversary, who still give him the right to have an effect on them. In whom the desire for pure truth is not serious enough to be immune to erroneous influence. The radiation of light alone determines the human being's will. It can touch a man of air brightly and strongly, and then he will also be happy and feel my nearness. But the light is never allowed to be darkened, which then happens when intellectual considerations prevent a shining in of spiritual light, and therefore now intellectual results come to light, which again are only suitable to deepen the darkness but not to break through it. And when my spirit works, when I myself give you bright light through the spirit, intellectual activity is truly unnecessary. Because then my spirit withdraws and leaves every further instruction to the intellect, because my spirit does not force when the will of man wants to let the intellect have its say. Earth urgently needs light because the darkness is so dense, because it is close to the end, and that is why everything is to be done to break through it and to help those to truth who are willing to accept it, and who offer no resistance to the rays of light when they break through in form of truthful knowledge, of enlightenments of all kind, which always only serve the soul to perfection. And until the end the light will fight against darkness. Until the end my ray of love light will touch earth and break through the darkness there, where the hearts of men are willing to receive light and to flee from darkness. Amen.